Aloha and welcome to Elephants in Our Rooms, and I'm your host, Janet Carolison, with my co-host, Deborah DeFranco, and that was our elephants walking in the room. Boom. So we're gonna have a really good show today. We kind of missed the last one, and now we're a week and a half later, and we're getting around to it. We're going to do a lot of discussing just the current events and all these political events that are affecting our crazy world. And, of course, Donald Trump is number one newsmaker alive. And we're going to talk about COVID and the vice presidential debates and the presidential debates that didn't happen and COVID and Pence's fly and Pence's pink eye and Trump's doctor's lies and information, disinformation. When was Trump's last COVID test? Has he had another one? Will we ever know the truth? Will anybody stop lying in the Republican Party? Can they really stop lying? What about this? What is going on, Deborah? The world's, well, it's always been kind of crazy, but it's worse. Maybe it isn't. Every time I say this, my husband goes, it's always been crazy. Yeah, I guess if he had been alive when, I don't know, Caesar was marching and killing everything in his path, we kind of thought that was worse, but we're here now. Hi, Deborah.
We are. Hi. Can you hear me? Am I on mute?
I can hear you. Yes. No, you're not on mute.
Okay.
No. What are you bringing to the table today? There's so many. Okay, I made a page on AquarianRadio.com for today's date, 10/10/2020. Elephants in our room. I got the fly on Pence's head, and there's a wonderful YouTube by Founders Sing called The Fly Song. That's really cute. I put a bunch of videos up and pictures. But what do you want to focus on? We were just talking. We should have had that on air, but what would you like to focus on today?
What would I like to focus on? Let's see. What can we talk about? President Trump getting COVID, right?
Yeah.
Seriously? How did he not expect that to come back and bite him in the ass? All those super
he was perpetuating.
So why not expose yourself? Walk over to the CDC and expose yourself to it if you want to get it. Like, really? What was the point
of all
that?
He obviously wants to get it. See, it goes back to what Mary Trump says in her book, that the grandfather died from the 1918 Spanish flu. I think it was that one.
Right.
And so the father said, don't ever be weak like that, and shamed all the kids, especially Donald, that you can't show weakness. So apparently the father was healthy and didn't get anything until he was over 80. And then so Donald, having any kind of physical illness is a weakness. You're a pussy, you're a wuss, you're a, what's the word he has, what did he say about the military? What was that word he did for the military? How did he shame the military? Come on.
I've
forgotten that already. Was he a pussy? Anyway, it was some kind of negative word, negative connotation.
I think
so,
you called him a bunch
wusses.
Of pussies. If he said, I wouldn't go to war with you, you're a bunch of pussies.
Pussies, yeah. So anyway, So anyway, that's what he did. See how we forget. There's so much news that it just like piles up on top and you just can't remember it all. But
really want to remember it all?
No. That's why I take 10 naps.
Do we really
want to
remember?
For a while, then I go, I got to go take another nap. Maybe when I wake up from this nap, the nightmare will be over, but it's still going on.
I know.
It's like 9 months later, 10 months later.
If
you
win, I'm immigrating to another country. I'm like done with America.
I don't think they're going to let us out. The border wall was not to keep them out. It was to keep us in. We've all been told. No, nobody's going to let us into their countries. Ha! You!
I know. We're
you
such a shithole country now, right?
Uh-huh. Right. We're the shitholes.
We're the shithole country
yep.
no one's allowed to go to.
Oh,
so we
poor.
Have what we have
Hello.
210 million dead, right? 210 million dead.
Well,
like
that. Too.
The fact,
no,
the fact
not,
of the matter is,
million.
Now
we
spreading
have,
to all
have...
the areas where people are his supporters. So, do I really need to finish?
No, here's the stats. Here's the stats. I got it. Yeah. So it's going. His, but he doesn't care. See, he doesn't care who dies, as long as they're Americans. Because Putin, this is my theory. So Putin, he and Putin had a deal back in the 80s, and they refreshed it a couple times. Trump was over there because all it's about is money. They don't really, you know, they're like Dracos or something. They don't really care about humanity. So here's what the stats are. There's 7,641,000 cases. And it's up 58,000 cases. So that's in the globe right now, the global. And we're not even a full year into this pandemic. So it's going to keep going. In the
right.
U.S., there are now 213,000 deaths with about 926 new deaths every day. Between 900,000
wow.
new people dying. And in the last 7 days, there were 330,000 more cases. I grabbed that today. So this is not looking good. What we have to realize is that Trump wanted to do this herd immunity.
Herd mentality, right?
Right, that's what he called it. The herd mentality. So he's suffering from herd mentality. But the antibodies don't last. So what they're finding is, I think it was like 21 days or 30 days. Or anyway, the antibodies start fading. So that means we'll have to, like every 2 months,
so what
get
good is the
a shot. It's not going to work.
Fade.
That's what's
right.
This isn't responding well. So every other month we'd have to get a shot. That's not going to work. Right now we get an annual flu shot. I don't know. There's not an answer. I think we're going to all die or something. Eventually going to get us. Yeah, it's going to keep going round and round and round. And this is the end of the world as we know it. And
you know, I keep hoping
we're okay.
that, you know, he's really sick and he's just trying to pretend he's not, right? And then he'll just have a stroke or blood clot will take out his heart or, you know, some of the gods will shine on us.
Well,
I have never despised the human being so much that I wish
them
dead.
I know. And that's sad. I mean, I've never thought like this before. And it's really sad that, you know, we have this imagery. But I guess that's what, like, my parents were in World War II. And so they had the same imagery of Hitler. And so here we are, 60, 70 years later, and we're starting to have this imagery of, you know, something happened. But he's not out of the woods yet. You know, this is like a false sense of security. We do not have
negative test.
Yeah.
First 10 days, well, he won't release it because he's not negative. That's why. If he were negative, he'd release it.
Mm-hmm.
But they said the first 10 days are the most important. And it hasn't even been 10 days. I think it's just barely been a week.
And some people have the long haulers. So, I was reading an article earlier. And I'm trying to find it while I'm talking. That's not working. But they think that he probably has COVID pneumonia. And COVID pneumonia creates this horrendous damage to your lungs. Because he's going on these interviews and he's like coughing. He's coughing. So he's
saying,
yeah,
but
I feel
not
good.
Sick.
Well, no, he's on drugs. He thinks he's okay. But I had the steroids one time And you feel like you can do flips
and
stuff.
The pregnant zone makes you crazy. Pregnant zone
well,
makes
I'm
you
not
crazy.
Sure what steroid is. Did I ever tell you my steroid story?
Sure.
When
no.
the doctor put me on steroids for my nose, and I'm not sure. I can't remember how I took it. This blew my mind. So I have a memory gap. But I think it was a spray. Anyway, it was these steroids, and I only took one dose, maybe two, and so
yeah.
I end up, I'm sitting at my computer where I am right now, and suddenly to my left, the whole room changed, and my desk was gone, and there was a live Fred Flintstone. It was a guy who looked like Fred Flintstone, but living. And I
there's
and
no
it caught me
in
like,
this.
No, and I looked at him and I said, "Where did you come from?" And my brain was trying to make sense of this because wait, there's no Fred Flintstones in this reality that are alive. And so and then he heard speech to him and his eyes went really big and he went pop and he disappeared. And I went, "Oh my God, I'm hallucinating." It wasn't until that point that I realized I'm hallucinating. So I run over to the bed where my husband's sleeping. He's taking a nap. And I go, "Honey, help me. I'm hallucinating." And he wouldn't wake up. And the next thing, I'm in my bed, and I'm on my back. And I go, "Oh, I must be dreaming." And then I said, "Oh, shoot, I'm dreaming. I'm in a nightmare." So in this state, whatever this was, I got out and ran over to Sasha again. I got out of bed, physically went around. And I said, "Honey, wake up, wake up. I'm having hallucinations." And then instantly I'm back on my side of the bed on my back. And I went, "Oh, my God, I'm in a do loop. I'm in Groundhog Day. How do I get out of this?" So I said, I'm going to grab my phone and call my sister. So I get out, and I don't know if it's really happening or not, if I'm dreaming it or I'm hallucinating. So I grab my phone and I go in the other room so not to wake up Sasha. And I call my sister and I said, "Louise," she answered right away. Oh, that's a miracle. And I go, "Louise, I'm going to ask you a really weird question. Am I dead?" And I, honestly, it took about 20 minutes for her to talk me down. And then I went to my, you know, so I realized I wasn't dead. And she said something to prove to me I'm alive. I said, "Okay, I guess I'm alive." And I was alive and I was awake. But this is how powerful this stuff is. I go to my doctor and I said, "What were you thinking? What if I had been driving? I could have killed a dozen people. What, you give this stuff to people on a prescription?" And that's probably what he's on. He's on these steroids.
I know. Huh?
He's probably seeing Barney Rubble and Betty. Woo! What do you think?
Yeah. I have all I know is prednisone makes people crazy. I've never taken steroids. I think the drugs are making him loony. It's already erratic and nuts as it is. But, yeah, whatever
yeah,
they've got
on.
Yeah,
he's on whatever that was he does that makes his nose sniff. Then he catches COVID, and that makes you crazy.
He's loopy in
the
head.
Loopy?
That hydroxychloroquine?
That has some nasty side effects. So he said, "I'm taking that." But you see, you never know if
he's
telling the truth
or
lying,
right? He said that
when
he didn't have anything
wrong with him. Huh? Right? Yeah, but you never know. Whatever comes out of his mouth could be a lie. So you always have
yeah,
to take
everything
what he's
comes
saying
out of
with a grain
a
of salt. Because, all right. So anyway.
Right.
He's a loony. He's a loony.
He's nuts.
Loony. Nuts. So we're dealing with the nutcase. And they won't do, what is that? Pelosi wanted to do article, what is that, 25 or something? Were you? You examine the mental state. He should.
Oh yeah, the 25th Amendment.
25th Amendment, right? He should have stepped down.
Yeah.
But then we
yeah,
have 10. I don't know if that'd be any better. Definitely should have stepped down.
God,
so we got a clean bill of health.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, he wanted to have, I have a bunch of news articles from the last couple of weeks since we missed some. So we went through the history. He wanted to have the debates, even though he was sick, with the moderators that are loyal to him.
And refused to take a test.
Well, he spoke, like I said, we don't know if he's lying. He said he's taken the test and he's waiting for the results.
Yeah, well, bite me, whatever. If I had COVID and I had access to the technology that he had, I'd be taking tests every few hours until I knew this stuff was gone.
Yeah. No. So then he was trying to pack it with his pro Trump, like Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Judge Jeanine, and other officials as the moderator. I mean, could you imagine if he would have gotten his way? But of course, people are starting to stand up to him.
Who?
And so that's not going to happen. Well, they
who?
I don't know. I'll just find
who?
There's an article somewhere. There's some people are starting. Well, they know they're on board the Titanic, and we've got like 20 some days. There's going to be this election, and a lot of these people don't want to go down with the ship. They don't want to lose their
your time
jobs.
For speaking up. That train took off a long time ago.
I agree.
That train is long gone.
Long gone. And
when they discovered the kids in cages, that's when you should have spoke up. After you didn't speak
you
up behind that
up.
One. Yeah, no, you've lost your integrity completely.
Okay, so here Dr. Gupta says, I said, none of us should play doctor. I'll just give you a disclaimer. But Dr. Ben Gupta thinks that Trump had or has COVID-19 pneumonia. The indicators are there. Trump has hinted at that his lungs are not clear, and he's coughing, he has difficulty in breathing, and he wants to know how they've done a CAT scan. Oh, no, HIPAA, mm-hmm. We can't know that. But there's the fact that Trump had to go on oxygen, and he was receiving the medication that his COVID infection was severe. You don't give those medications unless it's severe. And all that adds up to COVID-19 pneumonia. And why is that important? Trump may very well pull through with his COVID-19 pneumonia, but he's going to have very bad lungs. So let's see.
And maybe he'll drop dead and die.
It might take months, months to improve. He's overweight. He could. I mean, or he could not be able to do his job.
Who would want to work with him or for him? Who would want to go near him?
What somebody was saying
what
earlier.
What leader in what country would want to do
country.
Any business with him other than something over Zoom?
Yeah, I mean, we've lost all credibility as a nation. You know, nobody respects America anymore because we let this idiot run. It's not like we voted him in and now we're going, oh, we're so sorry. It's like there's so many people who want to vote him in again. It's like, oh, my God. There's some kind of mind control. My own brother, I think you had new friends. I have lots of friends. It's like, where is your mind? You know,
where's your morals?
Where's your morals?
Wait, where are your morals? How do you support someone like
mm-hmm.
that person? Where are your morals? Because if this had been President Obama or President Clinton doing any of this, they'd be trying to rush him up into prison. Where are their morals? They're so
hypocritical. Everything gets excused. Everything for Trump and Trumpism. Like here's the pro-lifers say it's okay that Trump used therapy tested on fetal stem cells because, well, it just is. You know?
I think they might have classes in the White House to teach them how to spin. Because they've all got it down to a fine art. They don't answer any questions at all, ever, about anything.
Yeah, like in the vice presidential debate, they assassinated somebody, right? And so they go over this assassination, and I wouldn't be bragging about, you know, during my presidency, I assassinated somebody. I don't think that's morally right. I mean, they could have, I don't know, done something else, caught him or something. But no, they just go over to other countries and they just assassinate people. So anyway, so they're bragging about assassinating someone, which I think is, as a Christian, like that's a sin, right? But then they go on to another question.
Wait,
okay, we're done
with
that.
Who's bragging about assassinating someone?
Oh, that was Pence was bragging about it in the debate. And then they go to another subject, and he goes, wait, I'm not done talking about this assassination. And he went on for another. And the moderator, she was going, here's Pence. He's going, blah, 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 blah. She goes, thank you, Vice President Pence. Thank you. Right? It's like, say thank you, Vice President. No, she goes, thank you, Vice President Pence. Just let them keep talking. Let them keep talking. And it's like, just stop them. You know, put the mute button and stop them. Same thing that they let Trump do. And nobody stopped him, although Chris Wallace did a lot better job. But, you know, it was still, Pence was being rude. And so finally, Kamala said, I'm talking. He started talking about Jesus. Excuse me, I'm talking. I'm talking now. And he did stop. You know, I think we have to learn from that. The ignorant people start talking over us, just turn to them and say, I'm talking now. Anyway, the rules were clearly defined. 2 minutes, no interruption. It was agreed upon. So they can't, Trump and Pence cannot honor an agreement.
Of course not. When have they honored any agreement?
Right. So why is anybody bothering to make agreements with them? Just say to the moderator, you've got a mute button. Mute.
That's why he would
cut him off mid-sentence.
He would do the virtual debate because he didn't want to be cut off.
Yeah.
He wasn't debating.
Mute.
He was just sitting there bullying, using the bully pulpit, trying to prevent anybody from saying anything logical that he would actually have to respond to.
Does anybody know what their platform is besides
they don't
racism
have one.
And
they don't have one. They even said they don't have a platform. They said it at the convention.
We don't have a platform. We're just up here a bunch of bullies. Our platform is bullying. Oh my God.
Can you imagine what that platform would have looked like? Like everything
I can't imagine
violates all tenets of the Bible. Everything.
And they say they're
and
Christian.
What are they?
It's not Christian at all.
Yes. Like they are beliefs and they can't even see it.
It's all Orwellian doublespeak. Things are so confusing for anyone that has any kind of, there's no logic in it. It's just all taking and assigning new meanings to things that we think are normal. So the Christian believes everything's the opposite. There's nothing Christian about the Republican Party. Yet they're supposed to have all these evangelists. That's why this thing that said, pro-lifers say it's okay that Trump used therapy tested on stem cells because it just is. So they are supposed to be pro-life. You can't use abortive fetuses. But the president needs it to stay alive, so it's fine. As long as it's Trump, he gets to do whatever he wants.
Right?
All the
end
time.
Justifies the means.
And then the poor Melania, No, not poor Melania. She is complicit. She definitely is a smart woman.
She's as bad
she
as she
negotiated. She's as bad as but anyway, the article said nobody, including her husband, is mentioning Melania Trump's COVID status. Isn't that odd? I mean, what about Melania? She's got COVID too. Did she get the $100,000 cocktail that's saver?
I know.
I mean, what is going on here? Do we all get $100,000 if we get COVID? Is that what Trump's
wouldn't
saying? We've got this wonderful cocktail, and if you get it, including the old people, we're going to give you this $100,000 treatment that he got? Really?
Yeah, right. Such a liar.
Yeah.
And people believe him. People believe him. They believe he should be president. Over 22,000 lives since he's been in office.
Yeah.
22,000 lives. But like I said,
211,000 people are dead. 211,000. They're going to have 400,000 before 2021. About 400,000. Maybe, I don't know. Somewhere between 300,000 and 400,000. So it's insanity. So today, Trump had an 18-minute mini rally at the White House. So he's doing his rallies on the White House lawn, which is a total violation of Hatch Act. It's a violation of the Hatch Act. You're not supposed to be doing political stuff for your party on the White House lawn. But it doesn't matter. Whatever the rules
but
are.
The president and the vice president are exempt from that.
That applies Trump
to
is doing a rally cell event. He's doing a rally-style event on the White House lawn today. The focus is law and order. You've never heard of a president doing a campaign rally at the White House. That's because it's illegal. It's a clear-cut violation of the Hatch Act. But we don't have any rules that mean anything.
No,
all you have to do
don't.
Is be Trump.
They're
a rule? I don't have to follow
our
it.
Entire country was
I'm
built
Trump.
On the honor system. That you would respect the norms, and this man doesn't respect anything. Doesn't respect
anyway,
anything.
So,
doesn't respect himself. Doesn't respect his country. Doesn't respect his wives, mistresses. Doesn't respect. His
doesn't respect his mistresses. No, no. No respect for the people he. Yeah. Anyway, so then they all wore blue shirts. So they passed out 400 blue shirts and 400 red MAGA hats. So there's a picture of this. It's, like, amazing. It's like,
I have a question about why they adopted blue. That's the color of the Democratic Party. So why did they adopt blue?
Because when you say vote blue, then they'll be confused. And they'll go, oh, I'm voting blue. I'm voting for Republicans, but it's not really voting blue. It's that's part of the taking over everything and everything is down. And take over once again. They like our color better than their red. They want it all. That's why they have blue and red. So they have blue, red, blue shirts, red hats. So he'll say both sides of an issue so he can
all
be right. Well, I said that.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah,
all the time.
I said this and then I said that. So, my God.
He never takes a position
anyways,
ever.
This reminds me of Handmaid's Tale. This picture, Handmaid's Tale. Oh, and then the CDC was ready to issue a mask mandate for planes, trains, and buses. And then Mike Pence killed it. I mean, that would have been a great idea. People could now feel safe going on a plane, train, or bus, right? At least everybody would have a mask. Heaven forbid if we let people
feel safe
and it might bring back the economy.
I know.
That's
so crazy. You know, if they would just do what they needed to do, it would bring back the economy and solve all the problems. But it takes work. They don't want to work. They're lazy. That's why they don't let they're not legislating. They're not trying to work. If he can't do an executive order, just sign a piece of paper and, you know, spew bullshit in front of the cameras, he's not interested.
Right. He likes to do his big signature. And then passes out those black Sharpies, the thick ones. Yeah, and apparently Melania has a similar, you know, that big jagged edged thing that's giant. So Melania has a signature just like it. She's not an individual person. She has to be his right arm or something in the outreach of him. So she's not an individual person. But anyway, so let me see what this says. This says that, okay, they're going to do the mask mandates, and then they nix Dodd because that makes sense and it'll be logical. Oh, I wanted to just say, everybody, do you realize our world is totally destroyed because of Donald Trump? Because back when this started, and I was back when it was started, I said, as soon as those boats were coming into the harbors, like one was in San Francisco, and they said they came through Maui. They came through Hawaii. They were on Maui, and they went to the malls. And I said, oh my God, these people that were infected. And I've seen the boats dock here, and everybody just bails out, and they go heading for the malls. They're like a bunch of ants leaving the ship, and they go out. They spend, I think, 3 hours. They have to shop fast, and then they go back on the boat. And I said, there were 3,000 people that just went into my town. Not the one in Lahaina across the island. No, my town that I can look at from my front window. I'm up in the mountains. I look over the harbor and I go, I said, I'm staying in. I'm wearing masks, whatever it takes. And that was back. If Trump would have realized, or if he would have listened, and he knew this. No, remember he said there's only one? There's only one, and we got it under control. Really?
It'll
There's
be gone
one?
In a few days.
It'll be gone,
It'll
in,
be
a few
gone
days.
In a few days.
Yeah, that was all propaganda to get us to go spread it out because he follows this herd immunity, and there's no such thing. So this is going to be around, mark my words, Janet the prophet. This is going to be around for years. I'm actually looking into the big full, kind of like a Lost in Space outfit, you know, with the, you know, the helmet, some built-in air conditioning in the suit, so I can go into town and I'll be cool and I'll have my own, you know, recycling air system, which will be purified as it comes into my helmet. Yep, I think somebody needs to start designing those because this is going to be around for years. And then you can travel safely because your nose thing won't slip off your face and you won't scratch your nose or whatever. It'll just be, you'll be in this suit just like you're going into space. Anyway, do you have any articles or topics? I'm just going down the articles.
Just go through them.
Okay, so Trump's flopping around like a fish. Yeah, Trump is flopping around. This is from the Daily Cause. Trump's flopping around like a fish on a hot sunny dock. Nearing the end. that's a nice image. let's see, Trump. Oh, Trump is engaged in some good old-fashioned diplomacy with Iran during his Limbaugh rant. If you asterisk CK around with us, if you do something bad to us, we are going to do things to you that have never been done before, Trump said on his interview with Rush Limbaugh. What is that? He goes on these things and he's saying this stuff like, it sounds like a mafioso. He's talking about, this is, okay, he's mad about much anticipated report about the origins of Russian investigation, and so Barr fell short or something. So now Trump is pissed at Barr, and he goes on Rush Limbaugh. and he's talking to Rush
anything.
Limbaugh.
They don't have anything.
And
they said all
he's threatening
four countries. They needed to go to prison, that they were all part of a conspiracy to destroy his presidency. They don't have anything. They don't even have
right.
stuff they can turn and twist into something that's not. That's how little they have. Look at the Joe Biden report about Hunter Biden. There was supposed to be this hearing and all these things,
yeah.
they finally did a report. Because all that evidence they claimed they had been debunked and proven false. All of it. All of it.
So what is this stuff about Hillary's emails? I mean, isn't that like old news? Does he think we're
yeah.
on the other election? Is it 2016? It's like, why?
That's what everybody keeps
cares?
Asking.
Oh, Trump's son,
you know, maybe
Eric,
it's the
was
drugs
deposed.
They got on. You know,
yeah, maybe
it's
the drugs. Anyway,
you think it's the previous election?
So he lost. He lost another. Trump lost another court battle this week to show his tax returns, and Trump's son Eric Trump was deposed on Monday in the New York Attorney General's investigation into the Trump Organization finances. So the reason why Trump doesn't want to lose is because he couldn't go to jail.
Yeah,
he
I told you that.
He's gonna
be on the first plane to Moscow because he's going to go to jail if he's not.
Well, you know, slow to move over, right? Yeah. So, yeah, that's probably what he's going to do. I mean, that's why he went over there, wanted to build Trump hotels. Who knows what ever happened there? Wow. So, let's see.
I don't
see,
think
OSHA's
he cares
nothing.
If they have anything on him. Huh?
No, he doesn't. I think he's already got an escape plan. Remember how during 911, when there were no planes flying except for the Arabs were going back to their countries.
No, the Bin Laden family and all the Saudis
were
going back to their
yeah.
country.
Yeah, they were going back to their countries. Like, no, not one plane flying, but they're getting out of the country. Yeah, that'll happen with
yeah.
Trump.
That's what I told you. That's the thing that bothered me about that 9/11 report. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
The only people in the whole freaking world that were allowed to fly were the people related to the man that did this. Like, what? Like, how is that even possible?
So somebody might cut a deal with letting Trump get over to Russia.
Well,
wow.
He's committed an awful lot of crimes. The only thing I can figure is they're destroying all the evidence, so they won't be able to charge him with anything.
Wow. Oh, and then who was it? Somebody was saying let me get back. It was, there it is. Lindsey Graham explains. He's up for a re-election. He says blacks are free to travel around South Carolina, so long as they're not liberal. What?
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 This is an article. Lindsey Graham informs
really
blacks
this.
They're Lindsey quote to the headline. Graham informs blacks they're free to travel about South Carolina. So long as they're not liberal. Here, let me read this. This was a debate between Lindsey Graham and Democratic challenger Jamie Harrison, who is black. And
right.
Okay,
I can't
so Jamie Harrison was given a
come out of his mouth.
I know. So Graham, who was potentially exposed to COVID-19, refused to take the COVID-19 test before these debates. Then the debate continued as a pair of forums with the candidates in different locations. Anyway, so what Graham said, asked about what should be done about systemic racism in South Carolina, and specifically about racial violence by police, Graham denied that the problem exists. Do I believe that our cops are systemically racist? Graham said no. Then he explained that if you are a young African-American, an immigrant, you can go anywhere in the state. You just need to be conservative, not liberal. That's what he said.
Jesus Christ. What an ignorant ass. And he wonders why they hate him.
Yeah.
He was begging for money. He says to people, I guess, just hate me. Duh, you're a racist bigot. And it's all out in the closet, all in his closet. You're not even trying to hide it anymore. I think he's a gay racist bigot. I think that one's in the closet,
that's it.
For
that's
real.
It. Anyway, there's a video. You'll have to listen to this. Please let him lose. Okay, we don't want that anymore in our country. Well, let's see what else is going. Oh, then there was this big, huge display of, it said Biden Harris. It was made out of these big bales, 1,000 bales of hay. They weighed about 1,000 pounds each. It was beautiful, courageous, patriotic. It said USA at the top, two flags on either end, Biden. And it says Vote 2020 Harris. And it was in a farm in Dalton. What state? Dalton. Where's Dalton? Come on, you got to give us a state. Anyway, you know, I've heard, oh, you said that you can go all through Pennsylvania and there's Trump signs and everybody's lawns, right?
Upstate
here they had
New York.
A really big one on a farm, or upstate New York, right? And then they have the one really nice big one, and somebody went and burned it up. Like, what? Are you so threatened that you have to go burn up this wonderful display when there's 1,000 Trump signs on every lawn when you travel in the country? How childish.
I thought about driving around with a BB gun and shooting out on the Trump signs.
Some people have been doing that. I saw a YouTube. They got out and they slashed up the Trump sign. Anyway,
I have to get my sniper skills going so I can do it from a distance and you can't tell where it's coming from.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But, you know, here, people put up signs and they're supposed to take it down. They'll be up for months. But over there, they put up a sign. People are out ripping them up and burning them up and... Whew. Then there was
I have Black Lives Matter signs in my window.
Good for you.
I think somebody, though, has placed an ad about my house for rent on some website.
Because
strange people have been driving to my front door. Yes.
I was on the phone with you when somebody knocked and says, you have a place for rent?
Yep.
Oh,
I had a couple people do that yesterday when I was sitting on the porch smoking a blunt. Sure did.
I was sitting there thinking, please don't
call the police. But somebody, I think someone placed an ad with my house address in there. Not sure what that's about. We'll find out. Right?
Go on Craigslist. Go look on Craigslist. See if your house is there.
You're right. I should totally do that. There's people always scamming. And they don't allow our Airbnb here in Niagara Falls because of the hotel industry and the tourism. Yeah. They've been debating about whether to do it or not. But because there was a lot of people making money off of it. But our hotels haven't been that great. They finally got upgraded the past few years. But we have a bunch of rundown motels from like the 50s and 60s.
Oh, wow.
Like there's been no money put into this city. This place still looks like it did back in the 1960s.
Well, if you're trying to film a movie about the 60s, you've got your location. Go up to Niagara Falls.
Well, it's funny you say that. Did you see the movie about Thurgood Marshall?
I did not.
It's a new movie with that black actor that just died. Was it Chadwick Boseman? He played Thurgood Marshall. And a lot
of
the scenes were actually filmed here in Niagara Falls because we still have a lot of buildings standing from that time period.
Yeah. That reminds me, there was a movie with Timothy Hutton, is that his name? No, the other one. The one it was married to. Anyway, they were driving through Pittsburgh and they came into the town where I was born and raised, and they wanted to find a dilapidated old house. And they came and knocked on my parents' door and they said, "Can we film your house for this movie?" So, yeah, because they never had money to really fix it up. It was just kind of, it was from the 1840s, so it looked it's okay, but it looked pretty poor compared to the rest of the houses in the neighborhood. So my parents' house ended up in the movie. And it was about this political person. It wasn't Timothy Hutton. Who's that other guy?
Sean
Penn. He was a famous actor back then. He looks like, not Timothy Hutton. He's married to Susan Sarandon. What was S-A-R-A-N-D-O-N?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Timothy Robbins.
So Timothy Robbins stood in front of as his parents waved goodbye, and they my dad got to wave like he was part of the family, waving goodbye to Timothy Robbins in front of my house. And I said, "Really? My house is in a movie because it's dilapidated." So, yeah, I was born very poor, and so they used my house. Anyway, enough of that. Okay, let me get down to the. Here's some news lines. Donald Trump just threw an anchor at an already sinking Republican Party. Trump goes berserk after AG Barr says his bogus Russia report won't drop before the election. Michigan sheriff says accused terrorists were within their rights to arrest Governor Whitmer. What? Did you hear about that? That they were trying to kidnap her and arrest her?
Yes. And the Republicans are all supporting it. And the Trump campaign actually came out and supported them and said, "I just can't believe we have a president and there are people doing what these people are doing." And everybody's okay.
Yeah, 13 men were arrested for conspiring to kidnap or kill Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, along with additional plots to blow up a bridge near her home to delay law enforcement response. Sure.
Something like that takes a lot of planning and a lot of time and a lot of money. I'm unemployed and I'm busy and I don't even have the time to do stuff like that. Who has that kind of time? Like, who has that kind of time in their life to do something like that?
Yeah, that's like follow the money. Who's backing these people that are going to do, the whole thing, they get mad at Black Lives Matter and they go in and they burn all these places and this, and I go, no, there's these other people that come in here and everybody's got all the time in the world. They're not working or something and they go in and they, I don't have the time to go hang out with these things and I'm going to go burn down this building and that building. So, yeah, they're plotting this stuff. And they have time and they have money and they have resources.
You just put 40 million people on the street and they're mad. What do you think was going to happen?
Well, I was thinking about that. That all goes back to birtherism. Okay? Because the birtherism movement was racist, was totally racist. They wouldn't have questioned, the Bushes or the Clintons. They wouldn't go into, they're not really born in USA.
No, but
there's really a questionable thing. But there's an article, and I Googled it, and that said that Trump's mother was not born here.
Neither was his grandfather.
Right. And when they were Trump's dad and mom had a fight. And so she flew back home to Scotland. And then she found out she was pregnant there. So I was thinking about that. I go, well, maybe Trump's father really isn't Trump's father, and it's some guy over in Scotland. So that's another thing, right? You can always think about these stories. But anyway, she supposedly flew to Scotland to her family because she was fighting. And you know, the dad is just as bad as Trump is. So
those kids were all related.
Flying away.
They all had the same. They all had the same daddy. Those kids are all related. You can see it in their DNA.
How do you know that?
When people have different daddies,
they have the same mother.
See it when they grow up. No.
Anyway,
those guys all look like
their
father.
But he was supposed to be born over there. So Trump was supposedly born over there in Scotland.
Oh, that's funny.
And then,
yeah, but
because Trump was dad was so rich,
citizen?
They just. Well, he was born in Scotland, and so that's what they were saying about Obama. He wasn't.
Well,
so I think that was the birtherism thing
ago,
was projection.
So, you know, I said Melania was an illegal alien until 5 years ago.
I know. So all this is questionable, but because Obama was black, they started all this stuff about him. Because it's racist. It's pure racism. And
yeah,
I know that we've had questionable presidents in the past and questionable, you know, everybody, right? And nobody really dug into it like this because this was pure racism. So that's why we are here today, because we've had, so that was what, 8 years? Oh, sorry, before. So it was like 10 years of this extreme racism. And the whole time Obama was there, and now we have another 4 years. So it's like 10 years. So Obama was in for 8, and it started like a year or two before he got in, maybe before that, and then we've had another 4 years. So we have extreme racism going on in our country, and it goes on before that because it goes back to the Central Park kids that Trump was somehow accusing them of being the killers, and they end up getting caught, and they get jailed, and then finally, the truth came out and they were set free, but that was a long thing too. So Trump,
yeah.
And I guess it goes back to when he was his dad was a landlord, you know, in the slums and stuff. And so this extreme racism really goes back to Trump. So Trump has caused all this racism, and Trump has caused all this COVID infection. This fancy, I mean, it's obviously he's the Antichrist. You know, when I was a kid, I watched these movies about who's the Antichrist, right? Late Great Planet Earth. And it's like they were saying it's Reagan this, that, but, you know, obviously it's Trump because he's done all this racism stuff. He's done all this COVID stuff. He's been the biggest negative influence on the planet in the last 30 years. He's the Antichrist, obviously. You laugh. Okay. Now, you sent me something. Let me get back to this. You sent me an article on, what did it say? The press found 2 more Trump financial crimes today. What was that about? Did you read that article? Tell me about that article. I didn't get a chance to read it.
I did read it, and that was a few days ago, and I don't remember what I did yesterday.
that's okay.
They were, I know what it was. He bought this estate somewhere in the north, and he did a conservatory easement where he's not allowed to develop parts of the property. A conservation easement, right, where he's not allowed to develop parts of the property based on that. Well, based on the current laws in the community wherever this property was, he wasn't going to be allowed to build these houses anyways. So he claims he writes the entire thing off, $21 million, as an expense for his business, but he calls this his family estate publicly. And he claims the entire thing is a business expense and writes the whole thing off. And he was never going to be allowed to build these homes on this. And that's the conservation. He claimed he was going to build all these mansions on the property. But the community was never going to let him to build them to begin with. And so in his claim to the IRS for the deduction for the easement, because he's not allowed to build it, the property doesn't hold any value. But he claims it as the property, as the family's estate. And it obviously holds value, even though he's saying it doesn't hold any value. So that was one of the crimes. I never got to what the second one was. I got distracted due to my ADD. But, yeah, that was one of the big ones. Oh, I'm sure if they dig into his tax returns, there's all kinds of juicy stories.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't follow through on all his rape things. You know, that pisses me off. All those women.
Because
that
you know what?
Because
it's hard to prove. It's hard to prove when it happens, let alone 20 years later. It's hard to prove. And no one wants to believe you when you say it. Everybody wants to blame you. No one wants to believe you.
That's really horrible. That's really, really horrible. You know, I'm a therapist, and I've had thousands of people on my couch. And almost every woman I've ever met has been molested or raped.
Yep.
And
80% of us by the time we're 18. 80% by the 80% by the time we're 18.
And there's even people that are married and they get raped by their husband. It's like, doesn't matter. They say, not tonight, honey. I don't feel like it. It's like, yeah. You know, so it's just. I was watching a movie. Preview for Marilyn Monroe film. Right, and it has one of. Mitch, and what was his name? Anyway, as one of the handsome Hollywood stars, and the whole thing looked like a bunch of rape scenes. Like, she's resisting, and he just overwhelms her. And then and they're calling that romantic, and I go, on this standard, that kind of looks like rape. And that one looks like rape, and that one looks like rape. So, and then she falls in love. I guess it was Stockholm syndrome. She got raped so many times. Like, oh, I'm in love with you. Oh my God! Picks her up and takes her off in a canoe into the Wild West. You're my woman. And I suppose we're. Oh, things have changed. Yeah, I don't think I'd like to be taken off into the wilderness to be somebody's wife. Come over here and breed with me. We have a bunch of kids. Like, whoa. Anyway, so. Oh, here's Ted Cruz. Election could be a bloodbath of Watergate proportions for Republicans. So he's trying to scare up people. I am worried. It's volatile. It's highly volatile. If people are going back to work, if they're optimistic, if they're positive about the future, we could see a fantastic election. The president getting reelected with a big margin, Republicans winning both houses of Congress. And I think that's a real possibility, Cruz said. But I also think
what planet is
he
on?
Angry. Well, this is what he said. Two scenarios. He said that the race could go one of two ways. So that was his reality, what he wants. But then he said, but I also think if on election day people are angry and if they're giving up hope and they're depressed, which is what Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Minority Leader Charles Schumer want them to be, I think it could be a terrible election. I think we could lose the White House in both houses of Congress, that it could be a bloodbath of Watergate proportions. So what he's trying to do is, it's like, it's really brilliant and it's very Orwellian. People don't understand George Orwell's.
Right.
It's like a doublespeak. So he's taken both sides of the argument. It's a win for the Republicans both ways. If they get pissed off because the Democrats are going to win because of, you know, Pelosi and Schumer, and we're depressed. We're not going to be depressed. We're going to go out and vote because we're not going to be depressed. So, brilliant strategy. Somebody's really trained them. That's part of this.
Yeah.
They've
got this PR
psychology
spin down too. Yeah.
This spin.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And they get talking points every day, and you can hear them all. They're all like fucking robots.
Yeah. Every
right?
day.
They repeat
I can
the
only
same talking
so
bots.
Well, you know,
well,
there's
Fox
something
News
about
is banned on my phone.
Amassing an army and saying things over and over, and it's like hypnotic, and people get hypnotized. And so there was a YouTube earlier about the QAnon stuff, and they went to one of the places in the in New York, and the people were spouting QAnonish. It's like a new language, QAnon, the QAnon language. And it has all this propaganda, and it has their own reality of existence. And they go out there, and they just start regurgitating it. It's scary. It's funny. It's scary.
Well,
it's scary.
And what's scary is people are so gullible, they believe all that stuff, which is all proven to not be true, by the way. It's all been investigated, and it's all been proven not to be true, but... Yep, there it is.
Well,
on top
of it, it's not very kind. It's not kind and loving. It's saying, I was listening to somebody or talking to somebody. Oh, it was one of my friends. I used to go to the UFO conferences, but they got taken over by QAnon. So this guy said, he said that they're arresting all of the the dark state. And he said that everybody has been arrested or killed. He gave me a countdown. Hillary's dead, Obama's dead, and there's these clones that have taken over in their place. These clones. And he said it straight, and he believed it. And
he said
it was like,
a straight face.
Oh yeah, he was totally sincere. It was a text into my. I read like some of it, and I just stopped, and I go, and I just fast forwarded down to where I could type back, and I said, "Please stop sending me this garbage. stop, don't send me your QAnon garbage." So I don't think everybody's dead or killed or in prison or whatever. But they really, 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 really believe that. That Epstein was running this child trafficking.
Pedophile ring.
But that, you know, yeah, but who was standing beside him but Trump, right?
I know. I have all these pictures of him and Melania next to Epstein and Ghislaine.
And it's like, why wasn't it Trump? He's the one standing beside them. Oh, no, it was Hillary. I go... Well, maybe you guys were all having one big party and you were just all doing each other and all the kids. And I don't know. Well, you're putting fingers at each other now after the party. You all enjoyed each other. I don't know. What a sad planet, child trafficking. These poor kids. Well, I don't know what to believe. That's when, about a year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I just threw my hands up. I said, I'm not buying any conspiracy because it's not kind. It's just not kind. You know, that's the kind thing. Yeah. Are you there?
No, I don't understand why people. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I don't understand why people believe everything they see on the internet. Why is that?
So here's something about QAnon. The far-right QAnon conspiracy theory has made waves in this election after U.S. President Donald Trump's acknowledgement of its adherence in August and an increase in Republican and independent congressional candidates. They embrace the movement, which many consider a mad hoax or even a cult. Followers believe a high-ranking anonymous government official called Q provides top-secret information on internet posts about a cannibalistic satanic cabal of deep state actors engaged in a child trafficking ring that Trump has chosen to dismantle. But he's only choosing to dismantle after he's already done all the little boys and girls. I don't know. It's like, what? Anyway. we saw
all I can say to all those Q supporters is get a life. Please get a life.
Get a life.
Oh my god. I can't
okay,
believe you
so
have to tell another adult that that stuff's not real. It doesn't take much research to figure out that none of that's real.
Mhm. And I don't think it's real. Yeah. I have no evidence of that. I mean, not to say, I don't know what. I've never seen any. Well, there was some child trafficking in my neighborhood, but I don't know. Only one person went to jail. But it wasn't like a presidential thing. It was just a local thing. So, anyway. So, what else can we talk about? Let me go back to the...
The Supreme Court pick?
The Supreme Court. Yeah, let's see if I have any articles on the Supreme Court. Let me get my thing here. So that kind of, see, here, that was like last week's thing, and now, but they're going to ram that through. It's going to be like, I hope the press pays attention and they don't get to ram that through. So during his debate.
Unless some of the senators like die from the COVID they caught from Trump.
Now that could happen. We're laughing about it. But yeah, or they could not be able to vote.
Serves a long way for being in denial.
I know. I hate to say it, but you know, we were watching people over the months, I'd see Trump and all these people not wearing masks, and it's like, die, fools, die. So that would slip out now and again. It's like, you know, just like this anger that they're spreading these diseases. They don't believe in them. But what I read somewhere is that once the disease has been through you, and you pass it through, it's got your genetic marker, right? So theoretically, they can find patients either. They can find the super spreader person, like Trump in each event, right? Here's the super spreader. And I predict, since this is going to go on and on for years, people are going to get pissed. And they're going to start fining and imprisoning people that, like Typhoid Mary, that spread the disease. Because this is intentional. This thing that Trump did is intentional. I think it's a blessing from God that I got this, right? No, people die from this. There are people that are going to die because they breathed, they took in their body, the COVID germ from Donald Trump. Oh, what an honor. Donald Trump killed me. I breathed in his COVID. Yeah, whatever, right? So they're eventually going to find these people that are the spreaders and, find them or imprison them or something. But during the debate,
yeah,
the point is good to be.
Not if Trump wins
again.
He won't do that.
No,
if
somebody,
Trump wins
some
again,
scientists
Republicans
down the line,
care.
somebody will exhume bodies and they'll go, these 20 bodies were infected by Donald Trump's personal COVID. Anyway, that's somewhere I predict that. That's not a prediction. But they were saying about the SCOTUS, the new SCOTUS person. They said, Pence said, well, are you Republicans going to pack the Supreme Court? So apparently, since they're going to have six to three, they'll have an advantage about everything. And they may even overturn gay marriage, right? They're trying to take everything back that was accomplished in the last 20, well, actually, if we go back to Roe v. Wade, 50
years.
50 years. 1970. Let's put it back to the dark ages. And so they were trying to make that a bad thing. And I'm going, yeah, damn straight. We win. We're going to pack the Supreme Court. We're going to add enough liberal. But I think another answer is just limit it to 4 years. I think it would be limit the president, and we wouldn't have all this re-election bullshit, right? It'll be over. He'd have to get out, you know, November 3rd. He couldn't run again. Two new candidates, start over, right? I think we just need to limit the Supreme Court.
Because
why don't you have it the rest of their lives? too long.
Wait, the 4 years for presidency or Supreme Court?
Everything. Everything. I think everything should be, because what we see is an abuse of power of everybody and everything. Now, they can recycle out. Let's say you're in the Supreme Court. This is my theory. Then you can go be a local judge, right, or maybe one of the circuit courts, you know.
Right.
But, and then you serve a four-year term then. So even the local ones, four years. Cycle out. You can go higher. You can go back local. You can go back. I'm going to go back to my community, and I'm going to go back to Wailuku and be a judge in Wailuku, and then I'll go back to be in Supreme Court. You know, you can cycle in and out. But staying in that one place, it becomes about you instead of the people that you're representing. It becomes about you instead of I'm in service to humanity. And I'm going to be wherever it is an honor to serve, whether it's the local level or the presidential level, you know, or Supreme Court level. So that's what I, you heard it first here. This is Janet's way of restoring ethical and spiritual practices into the governances of the world. Is limited to 4 years. And we might make it 3 years. We might make it 2 years. It just depends on how quickly the people get full of themselves and become abusive. Because what we're seeing right now under this Constitution and under this current democratic system is an abuse of power. And also, I think even in terms like an extraterrestrial coming to look at the planet, or if we were to go out to colonize the stars, are we really going to take this system, which hasn't proven to be very nice to most people? We have virtually no middle class
aren't
anymore.
Letting us take this bullshit off this planet.
Well, you know. That's probably true.
They're not letting us poison anything else.
No, we're here. That's why we're going to burn us all up and die. You know, it's been so hot in Maui. It's just been unbearably hot. I don't know how people go out there and wear clothes. All I do is stay home and keep air going on me. I called my friend I haven't heard from in 2 months. I go, are you still alive? He says, it's so hot. I can't go out. It's so hot. I go, yeah, we got global warming. You know, we have an ocean breeze going all the time, but it's so hot. The air is stifling. I can't wait for winter. But
what's the temperature like?
It's not temperature. You know, you're looking at the thing and it says, you know, normal temperature, 84. But there's something, it feels like we're getting microwaved. People go that and go, what is it? I'm getting microwaved. Yeah. 84 is not that hot, right? It's not 90, it's not 100. But the air just feels so stifling and hot. And
well, it's muggy. That's why. It's not like a dry air. And when it's humid, it makes it feel hotter than it actually is.
I know. I go and I take like 4 or 5 naps a day. I probably am. So that was the one woman, she said, you know, I've lost like 5 members of my family, including my father. And there's 6 members of us, and we're long haulers, and we've got past, you know, this point that Trump wants to say, I'm cured. I go, no, we're just, we have low energy, our organs are damaged, we're the long haulers, and they're just, so brag all you want, Trump. You've got damaged organs, and when your steroids wear off, you're going to crash and burn, you're just going to sleep, and you won't be tweeting at 2 a.m. anymore. Right? Yeah, that's what I think. What do you think?
Absolutely. I agree. He's going to keel over from one of those blood clots.
Oh, God. There he goes.
Keep not taking care of yourself. Keep doing everything the doctors tell you not to do. Go ahead. Put yourself 6 feet under in an early grave. I'm good with it.
Actually, it's about right the right time. It's not an early grave. He's right on target. Yeah, well, let's look that up. How old was Trump's dad when he died? See, that's an indicator. Let's see, how old was Trump's dad?
I don't know.
Not his brother.
He was an old
his
man.
His younger brother.
I think he was
dead.
In his 80s. I think his dad was in
Let's
his
80s.
I could be wrong, though.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Oh, he was 90-something, right? 1905 to 1999. Yeah, that's not a good sign. That means... Okay. Fred. But his other brother... His other brother died at 71. The one that just died. And the other one that died wasn't that old. Oh, here's something interesting. Trump's abuse of father after Alzheimer's diagnosis leaked to the media. Oh.
And he tried to get his father to sign over all of his estate to Trump. And he tried to cut out all his brothers and sisters.
Yeah, Mary said that the president treated his father. Remember, this is the boy who threw rocks at a neighbor's baby in a playpen. her brother. Okay, so Fred Trump Jr., her father, had complications at birth. And he died of alcoholism, and he was just 42. But then Fred Sr. died when he was 93 with Alzheimer's. And after he died, the Trumps leaped upon the family fortune like a pack of hungry, dire wolves feasting on the carcass of a dead deer. That's a good descriptive. You know, I got the book. I didn't finish reading it. I need to read that. So when you have a relative that dies of Alzheimer's, there's probably a strong likelihood that that's rent in his family. So I wonder if anybody's monitoring, you know, Donald. And when did Fred get his Alzheimer's? That's another one. When was Fred Trump diagnosed with Alzheimer's? Okay. Okay. Here's an article. My dad died from COVID-19 and Donald Trump just pissed all over his grave. You know, Trump is not very well liked. Think. Okay, let me go back to my thing here. I get all these articles. And then we can wrap this up. Trump administration got caught siphoning millions from the 911 fund and won't give it back. Barrett hides. This is becoming a habit with her. Barrett hides more critical information from the Senate. Let me see what that said. This is our Amy Coney Barrett. She did not disclose two talks she gave to forced birther student groups in 2013. She said, I'm reading it, I'm not reading it, Pass. Anyway, what did she lie about?
Attending.
You know what she lied about?
It was her views on abortion and things, meetings and discussions that she participated in.
Oh.
I think she was on some kind of show.
She wanted the university to rescind an award given to Vice President Biden because of his beliefs on abortion. So she's really against abortion. I don't think she's going to be neutral on that. If she gets in, they're going to start reversing Roe v. Wade. What will happen to all the people that got married if they reverse gay marriages? That would be horrible. How cruel.
I know. But yet, these are Christians. Right? These are Christians. They're okay with babies
okay.
and changes. They're okay with old people dying from COVID. They're okay with ripping families apart even though they don't look like their own. They're okay with it.
They're okay with it. Now, here's Trump's attacks on his own top officials raise questions about steroids' effect on his personality. Here it is. White House physician Dr. Sean Conley. Interesting, it's almost like Sean Connery, right? Let's see. He gave Trump's heart rate and blood pressure, but lacked details. Yeah, they're so evasive about, you know, or asking, like, when did he last have a test? And they did, no answer. And has he been tested? No, no answer. I'm trying to see what he's saying about, anyway, I guess the steroids are affecting Trump's personality. Oh, here it is. Trump and his campaign are in a desperation stage, trailing badly in the polls. With everything seeming to go wrong, Trump's already unstable personality may be affected by a steroid, and he's attacking his own officials if they don't try to criminally prosecute his political opponents. Yeah, he's calling on people to prosecute, to arrest and prosecute. Who was in the list? I think it was... probably Biden and Harris and everybody. Just arrest them all. Well, we won't have the election. Trump's supposed to, they're supposed to go arrest them all, right? Okay. It's not clear how sick
he
is. No one knows if he has another difficult phase in the course of his COVID-19 epidemic. Things in the United States are not getting better anytime real soon. In other words, because Trump is going to try to drag everything down with him. But go ahead. What were you saying? I'm sorry. I was just finishing that thought.
No, go ahead and finish that thought. I want to hear it.
I did. Trump
no,
is
I just
destroying
to
the GOP in real time.
Yep, and they're letting him. Also, why? They can have the judges they want in the courts, like, really?
Yeah. Anyway, there's so much stuff going on. So I think we can call this a day, unless you have anything else you want to report on. What else would you like
to
talk about?
No, ma'am, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us. We're going to, if you have any, like, articles you want us to comment on, but just keep in mind, of course, it's very obvious that Deborah and I are never Trumpers. So we probably won't look at it if it's something that's, you know, really pro-Trump. I'm sorry. I am biased. But I don't like people that do things like Trump does. I just don't like it. You know, I've always been that way. When I was a kid, you know, I was in a Republican family and everybody's all rah-rah for the Vietnam War. And I'm like, what? You think that's a good thing? I don't know. I was always like from another planet. This is not how you treat people. Okay, final words. What would you like to tell our listeners before we play our music?
Wear a mask. Don't be like the Republicans. Care about your neighbor. Be kind. Go vote.
Go vote.
You know,
but if you're a Republican, don't vote.
No, vote for
if
Biden.
If you're a Republican,
you vote. But I want you to vote. I want
don't
you to vote,
vote
for
Biden.
Biden.
I want you to go out and pull that little blue lever that says all Democratic, and then we're going to have another world that's going to be kind and loving. And you know, people are worried about Biden is and all that. No, don't worry. Just start going in that direction again. Of kind and loving. Everything has to be kind, loving, conscious, caring about each other, caring about your world, caring about the planet. You know, it's not about is there something going on with the environment? Of course there is. My husband goes down to the beach, and the trees are falling into the ocean, and the shelter house is like half into the ocean. It's like, yes, there's something going on. The waters are rising. We're losing the beaches. Yes, there's global warming. The polar caps are melting. And I'm 800 feet up. I'm going to be oceanfront property before you know it. Thankfully, I'm high enough, but boy, I don't know about Kihei and the Isthmus in another 20 years. Yeah, so, Maui is two islands connected by an isthmus. It might be two islands again before long. Sad to say. But anyway, all right. I've talked enough. You've talked enough. Go get your vote in. Vote early. Figure out your plan to vote. Now, my ballot is supposed to arrive today or tomorrow. So I'm going to be hovering, waiting for my ballot. I'm going to fill it out and mail it back. Apparently, lots of people are mailing back early. We want our votes to count. How are you voting? My final question. How are you voting? Are you going in person or are you mailing it in?
I have no idea. It all depends on if my registration takes, because I'm in between states and all my IDs have expired, so things are getting sticky for me. And I can't get anything in because of COVID. Yes.
Oh, so you're having trouble getting your
I'm
ID
registered
proving that you are.
Both my states. My New York State ID and my Texas driver's license both expired on the same date. And there's problems with them, so I can only get it fixed in person, and the offices in neither state are open. So I don't have any valid ID. And I'm registered in Texas, so I just tried to register in New York, but I don't know if it was in time or if I'm going to be able to do mail-in or provisional, because I'm high risk, so I can't go in person. And I'm not going to go in person and stand there for hours only to find out that I can't vote because I don't have ID.
Well, you do have to have ID. That's true. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
So
anyway,
we'll
maybe you'll
know. We'll see how it plays
vote.
Out.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah. Well, I got registered, and if you go to wherever it is to register, the lines, my husband went to the DMV, and, they social distance, and so he went at 6 o'clock in the morning so he could be first in line. That's what he said. He went there, and he's like, I'm not standing in that line. It's too dangerous. So he went, and he was first, and they let him in, got done what he had to do when he got out of there. So go early. They usually have some time for seniors if you have to go anywhere. But all right, I'm going to go now. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right.
We really enjoyed you coming and spending some time with us. I'm trying to play the music. Here we go. Oh, no, I keep getting pop-ups. Okay, hold on. There we go. Thank you so much. Love and blessings and aloha.